Finding the right news podcast can feel like dating. It seems promising until you start listening.
When you hit play on Post Reports, you'll get fascinating conversations and sometimes a little fun, too. I'm Martine Powers.
And I'm Elahe Azadi. Martine and I are the hosts of Post Reports. The show comes out every weekday from The Washington Post.
You can follow and listen to Post Reports wherever you get your podcasts. It'll be a match, I promise.
Our kids have said to us since we moved to Minnesota, we are far more active than we've ever been anywhere else we've ever lived.
Moving to Minnesota opened up a lot of doors for us.
Just this overall sense of community, of values that, you know, Minnesotans have.
It's a real accepting, loving community, especially with two young kids.
See what makes Minnesota the star of the North. New residents share why they love calling it home at exploreminnesota.com/live.
With dozens of streaming services, box office films, and content to choose from, people are spending over 2.5 years of their lives searching for what to watch. But The Hollywood Reporter brings you THR Charts, one place for you, your family, and friends to find the most watched TV shows and movies every week. THR Charts is a guide to help you spend less time scrolling through platforms so that you can spend more time watching and binging the content everyone is talking about, all supported by data and trusted sources like Nielsen, Comscore, and Paired Analytics. Check out THR Charts on HollywoodReporter.com.
You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
All right, guys, here we are. Last break of the day on this Wednesday. It's been a good day. Thank you, Lord.
Yeah, yeah.
Yes, it has.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my goodness. And time for some closing remarks from the one and only Steve
Well,
Harvey.
You know, we do this segment every day called Would You Rather? And it made me this morning think about that, the game that we play, Would You Rather, which is all fun and games, right? Mm-hmm. But I think about my life. I was speaking yesterday at the Youth Entrepreneurship Program in Dubai at the Expo. I spoke to a really highly educated group. But even with all that education, I met women with engineering degrees, men who had doctorates, and all. To be honest with you, I was probably the most least educated person in the room, because of everybody that was in that room, I was probably the only one that didn't have a degree. But yet and still, I was the speaker at this conference in Dubai yesterday. And the thing I've learned is, no matter what your education level, you still, after you get this incredible accomplishment, after you reach this incredible goal, which is an amazing goal to reach, by the way, to educate yourself, to get a degree, to get a PhD, to have a master's. I mean, I'm constantly amazed at people who have the ability to do that, because I couldn't complete that task. But I'm amazed at how people can gut it out and go through school and survive that whole process. But after you've survived that process and you awarded this degree, this certificate that hangs on your wall, that represents to anybody who wants to employ you that you're teachable, that you have the ability to learn and retain information, how do you take that and become successful? And that's why I come in at. Because in spite of the fact that I don't have a degree of any kind, I can speak to a room full of people who I don't know and be requested as a keynote speaker in an event like this. Because one thing God has given me is an amazing journey that I'm able to share with people about the process to success. See, once you understand the principles of success, you can apply them to anything. You can apply them to your engineering degree, your doctorate degree, your medical degree, your science degree, your mathematical degree. Whatever it is, you can apply it once you learn the principles of success. So when you talk about I would rather, I was talking to this group and afterwards we did a Q&A and it lasted a lot longer than I was supposed to be there, but I just felt like staying with them because they were so curious. So I have some I would rathers in my life too. And one of them is I would rather fail pursuing my dream than to live my life without them. I really would. You know, somebody on Instagram the other day was talking about, he said, I get tired when people come to me and go, how's that little business you got going? You know, and his response was something to the effect that, what you mean, how my little business going? I don't ask you how your little job going, the one you got to ask for permission to be off on Thursday. And I thought it was so funny because it spoke to how people really look about your dreams and stuff and how that little business going. Well, guess what? I would rather fail pursuing my dreams than to live in this world without them. I tell you that right now. Because in pursuing your dreams, you are living. Because you are living, man. Pursuing your dreams means you're waking up and you're going for something. If you don't ever pursue your dreams, man, you waking up in pursuit of what? What? I'd rather fail pursuing my dreams than to live in this world without them. I would rather die trying than to not have attempted at all. Damn, Steve, that's harsh. Well, I would rather die trying than to never have attempted at all. There's a poem out, and I'm paraphrasing again, and one of the stanzas in the poem says, the credit belongs to the man who is actually in the arena, whose face is marred with dust, blood, sweat, and tears, not to those cold and timid souls in the stands who know neither victory nor defeat. I would rather die trying than to having never attempted at all. I feel sorry for people, man, who don't attempt to live their life to the fullest. I really feel sorry for people because they don't know what they're missing. They don't know the feeling of waking up pursuing something that seems so far away. And you don't really know when you're going to get there, which leads to my last one too. Because I would rather know the feeling of being almost there than to know the feeling that I'm nowhere near it just because I never started. You understand what I'm saying? I would rather know the feeling of almost there. And some people don't like that feeling. Man, I can see it, I can taste it, but I'm not quite there. Man, and I know that can be frustrating at times, but I would rather feel that than to know that I'm nowhere near it simply because I never started. What is that feeling? How do you live with yourself every day, man, knowing that you're doing nothing, nothing to better your life, nothing to better your position, nothing to sharpen your skills? Nothing. I'd rather be the guy, man, it seemed like you be getting so close, Steve, but something always happened. I'd rather know that feeling than to know I ain't nowhere near because I never started. Those are my closing remarks. Oh, I hope that means something to somebody today. Hey, listen, I'm still in Dubai. I'll be here a few more days and then I head to Israel for Miss Universe. So y'all pray for my travels. And I'll pray for my family and everything. I love y'all. Appreciate it.
For all Steve Harvey contests, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Participants must be legal U.S. residents at least 18 years old unless otherwise stated. For complete contest rules, visit SteveHarveyFM.com.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
With dozens of streaming services, box office films, and content to choose from, people are spending over 2.5 years of their lives searching for what to watch. But The Hollywood Reporter brings you THR Charts, one place for you, your family, and friends to find the most watched TV shows and movies every week. THR Charts is a guide to help you spend less time scrolling through platforms so that you can spend more time watching and binging the content everyone is talking about, all supported by data and trusted sources like Nielsen, Comscore, and Paired Analytics. Check out THR Charts on HollywoodReporter.com.
Our kids have said to us since we've moved to Minnesota, we are far more active than we've ever been anywhere else we've ever lived.
Moving to Minnesota opened up a lot of doors for us.
Just this overall sense of community, of values that, you know, Minnesotans have.
It's a real accepting, loving community, especially with two young kids.
See what makes Minnesota the Star of the North. New residents share why they love calling it home at exploreminnesota.com/live.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
Hey guys, you know what this playground could use? A wine country, huh?
A redwood forest would be cool.
Ski slopes!
Wait! Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.